It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. So excited that you're here. It is Monday. Last night was the Super Bowl, which means that for a lot of you, you're still sleeping.
16 million.
Yeah, really. You're not going to hear this for a long time. Megan's one of them. She actually took the day off. But, man, I'll tell you what. What a game. Usually here's what happens. The Super Bowl comes up, and you got these two big teams and all this hoopla, and it's not exciting at all to watch the game.
Everyone's more in it for the commercials.
And the halftime show. Yep. And then afterward, like, how many Super Bowls do you not even remember the game, but you remember Janet Jackson's boob, or you remember Beyonce coming out in leather, you know, and all sorts of stuff. I mean, there's
Left Shark.
Left Shark, absolutely. That's another key moment. There's so many times when you remember the halftime show and the commercials, but the game was not memorable. Mm-hmm. Last night, not that case at all.
No.
Halftime show was pretty good.
Yeah.
A lot of positive reviews. I myself was a little bored. I wanted more.
Yeah.
But I have high standards. Commercials were okay. Very political, a lot of them. None of them really, like, standing out as a
nothing,
wow.
Like, super funny. Like last year we had that puppy monkey baby. Remember that?
That was the scariest commercial ever. Are
but
you
at
kidding
least
me?
Like stood out. Nothing like no commercials. Like I remember that one.
Thank God there was no Puppy Monkey Baby.
I know. I thought we were gonna.
If
anyway,
if they brought back Puppy Monkey Baby, that would have been crazy. Who was that? Was
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Where and there was no Doritos at. Doritos usually
Was
there?
I guess it was Amazon. But remember, the guy was eating the Doritos and then licking his fingers and then grabbing them again. The lady goes, Google.
Wasn't for Doritos.
Yeah.
Doritos used to have those, like the one where...
They did the competition.
They smashed the Doritos thing was great, or the baby that came out of the womb, really, which was kind of gross too, but also funny. the game itself, the first time ever any team, any coach or quarterback has won five Super Bowls.
Yep.
First overtime.
Yep.
I mean, let's be honest. When you're down 28-3 and you come back and win it, that's a pretty good game.
Right.
It's a pretty good game.
Right. So my roommate's in a weird spot because he did the boxes where you can predict the scores and you win money.
It's called illegal gambling.
Right. Yeah. He had the last quarter, which was 28-28, but technically went into overtime, so it wasn't the last quarter. So now he's like,
wait, what? Give me my money.
Yeah, so that'll be a fun situation.
Speaking of money, a lot of these ads, they're like $5 million for an ad, and a lot of them I think, maybe money well spent. Some of them I just don't think it hit the mark at all, and I don't understand why they're even a thing. Do you have like a favorite? Now you said you were driving around during the Super Bowl.
I missed right after the halftime. I was down in St. Augustine, so I watched up until halftime and then drove back. So I only missed like 30 minutes, but a few of the ones I was watching this morning, I was like, oh, I did miss that one.
Was there one that stuck out in your mind, Justin, as pretty good?
Really, the only, it wasn't even that great, but the Humpty Dumpty
that was so disgusting.
Creeped me out so much.
I hated that one. That was the worst. Oh, when he starts bleeding egg yolk?
And he's like talking to the
he's like screaming at the horses and the
horsemen. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that one stuck out, but again, I'm just like, it is for taxes.
Right.
Which I don't understand at all.
Right.
The bleeding Humpty Dumpty. The one that I thought, the one that I really liked was I always like Christopher Walken, but he's doing the NSYNC song with Justin Timberlake sitting right there.
I don't want to make it tough. I just want to tell you that I've had enough. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby. Bye, bye, bye.
I mean, how great is that?
I watching that had no idea what was happening until they showed Justin Timberlake. And I was like, oh.
Right, who said nothing in the entire commercial?
And probably got paid so much.
So much. Man, I wish we could get paid for not talking.
Right?
Another one that I really liked, and I tried, I think it was for Honda. Yes, it was for Honda. And that's the problem with these commercials. Some of them are so good, but you have no idea what they're advertising.
Right.
Was the yearbook ads for famous people. It was the yearbook pictures.
Yes.
With like Tina Fey and Jimmy Kimmel and Steve Carell.
When you start out, you might not know where you're going or what you're doing or why you're carrying this red rose with you.
You just keep going. Keep your focus and avoid the distractions.
Because how many people have those pictures where they're carrying a red rose?
I think the clarinet was the best part.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel.
Clarinet, maybe don't.
You got to pick yourself up.
Yeah.
Make some moves.
Where he's coming up here with a smile.
Believe in yourself. You think that any of these folks believed that I
did? Steve Carell?
Definitely not.
That was a rhetorical question, Daryl.
If you want to make an album, make an album.
If you want to make a universe,
Make a universe.
Stan Lee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you want to play the clarinet, maybe don't dress like this, but play the clarinet.
It was a really funny commercial.
No, I like that one. There was another one that was a commercial for... So I forget what it was, but it literally had the product wasn't in it until the last 2 seconds. Like, it was a commercial, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was like, oh, it's for this.
What was the commercial?
I can't remember now. It was like, it was funny, too. I remember it being really funny.
You don't remember anything else, like characters, or give me a little bit more to go on, Justin.
I don't have it. Oh. I don't have it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Did you have a favorite Super Bowl ad this year? Hey, Ashley from Kingsland. Good morning. How are you? Hey, sorry about being from Georgia this morning, by the way. That's probably...
Oh.
I know. It stinks.
Yeah.
I think the Melissa McCarthy one, the Kia commercial, was funny.
Oh, the one where she's like a big hero and she's like saving everybody from everything?
Yeah, it was kind of comical. It was better than the Tina Fey one. But the Synovus one was the one that really made me mad because I like the Clydesdales.
Oh.
That just kind of was like, really...
I mean,
The Melissa McCarthy one was funny because she was like Danger Melissa. She was helping everybody. I think I have that here somewhere. Hang on, maybe I have a piece of it. I thought I did. We'll play that one in a minute. But yeah, the Synovus one was making fun of the Clydesdales commercials, right, which there were none this year. So I was kind of annoyed by that.
I know. I was kind of bummed, and then I thought there wasn't going to be a Budweiser commercial, and then I find out this morning on Action News that they had a Budweiser commercial.
Oh.
Must have been the last 9 minutes of the fourth quarter when I went to sleep.
No, I saw, but it was a Spuds McKenzie commercial. It wasn't a Clydesdale commercial.
Yeah.
And then they had another one where Bud, what's his name? Anheuser-Busch, where they met in a bar in St. Louis, and they like came in from, did you see that one where he was on the...
I don't think I saw that one.
That was like a historical one. He was coming over on the ship and... Yeah. Oh, you missed that one.
I didn't know about it until this morning. The only one that I didn't like through Anheuser was the Busch commercial.
Oh, where's like Bush?
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. That was a little weird. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. What was your favorite commercial? Amber from the West Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Great. What commercial did you love?
I like the Mr. Clean commercial.
The sexy Mr. Clean.
Yes.
Baby. I'll tell you, I was just excited to see like a bald guy be sexy for a change. I think that now I'm going to be a sexy Mr. Clean for Halloween.
You definitely could pull it off.
I need some more muscles, but...
Some more muscles. Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Jessica from Mandarin, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great, Jessica. What was your favorite Super Bowl ad?
The Skittles commercial.
Was that the one where the kid's throwing the Skittles through the window?
Yeah, and then the mother and the father.
They're all eating. Yeah, I like that too. But then what was with the burglar and the cop
and
stuff?
Yeah, it was almost like the joke went too far.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end, I think it was supposed to be like a dog, but it wasn't. It didn't even look like a dog.
It was like a gopher.
I thought it was a beaver. Yeah, a beaver or a gopher.
It was like a Groundhog's Day thing.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. I was lost by that time.
Yeah. Then it's like creepy. Why are all these people in the daughter's room?
Yeah, right?
340-9595. Thanks so much for calling. What was your favorite Super Bowl ad? WAPE. Hi, who's this?
Bert.
Hey, Bert. What's up, man?
Oh, not much. Calling in. The best commercial I liked was the how they made Bush, where they brought him over. And everything.
Yeah, Anheuser-Busch, a young man coming over from Germany. He got off the boat, and he had to like get on a steamboat and trudge through the swamp, and then he gets to St. Louis, and who's the first person he meets in the bar? A guy named Anheuser.
Yep.
And he buys him a beer, and they shake hands, and the rest is history.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool. I don't know if that's really how that happened, but it did give me chills.
Yeah, it did. And it shows, you know, back then how people actually were treated too, to where we've come to today.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
My best.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your call. Hey, thanks so much for calling. I heard a lot of people saying, wow, Anheuser-Busch is getting political and jumping in the debate. But I'll be honest with you, that ad was like a mini motion picture. I guarantee it took them a year to produce it.
It was all about it, yeah.
So they probably started making that before all this immigration stuff. And now they're like, oops. But it was a great ad. It was like watching a little movie.
I was gonna say I finally remember the commercial I was talking about earlier.
Well, which one was it?
The avocado commercial with the secret society.
With John Lovitz?
I think so,
that's
yeah.
That's the one that made you laugh?
Because it was like, the whole time I'm like, I have no idea what the commercial this is for.
Avocados,
all the time I was like,
avocados from Mexico. Another immigration ad. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. 340-9595. What was your favorite? Hey, Liz from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Great. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
I'm surprised at who won, but that's not the point right now.
No, yeah. So. What commercial did you love?
I liked the Buy commercial with Justin Timberlake and Christopher Walken.
I don't want to make it tough. I just want to tell you that I've had enough. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby. Buy, buy, buy.
Let me ask you a question. What is Buy, by the way?
Like buy, buy, buy?
The B-A-I.
Like a drink. It's kind of like a juice.
Yeah. Is it like some kind of healthy juice that I don't know about because I'm not a healthy... Yeah.
Yeah, that's that.
That's what I figured.
It's newer, yeah. I haven't had it yet, but it looks good.
How much are we thinking they paid Justin Timberlake to sit there on the couch and not say anything?
Probably a lot more than we think.
Yeah. Right. I'd love to see the agent give him a call. Hey, Justin, listen, I need you for 30 seconds worth of work. You're going to get $3 million. Okay.
Done.
What? He's going to be like, what's bye?
Hey, I'll look at it.
Thanks for calling, Liz. We really appreciate it.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.